Welcome to Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow with me, your quantum wealth and wellness expert, Jennifer J. Marcinelli, bringing to you a holistic healing revolution, eradicating exhaustion and renewing your whole life. Whether you're a corporate executive or homemaker, exhaustion and burnout have no boundaries. I bring over 30 years of wellness and wealth expertise to this hit show, specializing in helping leaders recover from burnout and transforming themselves into the prosperous executives they were meant to be. When it comes to burnout, I have a simple philosophy. When you have energy problems, you need energy solutions. You don't have to accept chronic mood swings and exhaustion as normal. You can go from stress, anxiety, depression, chronic pain and illness to burning bright today and burning brighter tomorrow. Burn Bright Today starts right now. Hey, Burn Brighters, it's Jennifer Marcinelli, the future Dr. Jen. I'm so excited to have you on the show today. I have a very special guest, Dr. Maria Jensen, joining us from the Netherlands. She is a leader in the field of narcissism and energy psychology and energy psychotherapy. She has many, many years of experience of handling narcissism, both at the family level and in the workplace. So she'll be joining us here in a moment, working on getting her in all the way from the Netherlands. So let's talk about, why are we talking about narcissism? Why is it so important? And I know it can be quite a heavy or a dark topic, but we're going to take it from the light and we're going to take it from a period of healing. So let's talk about why this is so, this conversation of narcissism in the workplace is so up in the ethers right now. So unless you've been under a rock, you saw the big Time magazine article that came out, last week. Called the Great Resignation. So as we all know, there are many things underfoot globally and certainly nationwide here in the United States. And evidently this is taking place globally. When I talk to my colleagues that are worldwide, other energy psychologists and other members of the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology, that there is this big phenomenon underfoot called the Great Resignation. And really, at its most basic measure, what it is that people are now have moved from burnout into the end stages of burnout, of exhaustion, and they're walking away. Okay. So if this sounds like you, I know I've been there. I was there. I had to leave a career and a company that I loved when I had my own end stage burnout. And actually, as everybody knows, my near suicide from burnout back when I was only 44, almost 10 years ago now. Yes, I'm telling a little bit about my age here, but that's okay. I don't mind. I'm proud of where I am. And I had gotten to the point where nothing was working and I was so burned out and so unhappy and so unable to handle the energies or the unrealistic expectations or the behaviors of some of the people around me in my space, coworkers, folks in leadership, management roles, you know the type. And it literally led me to resigning and walking away. And evidently, burnout has now reached such epic proportions nationwide that we have this phenomenon called the Great Resignation taking place. People are resigning. And then once they're resigning, they're not coming back to their jobs, or at least not the same job. All right. So let's talk a bit about this, because at Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow, the whole point is for us to go from burning out to a state of well-being. And, you know, let's talk a bit about what well-being is. Well-being may be different for everyone. And really, I might encourage you to get your own definition for what well-being is for you and for your family. So sometimes if you're like one of my clients or like me, sometimes we have to have a whole series of life experiences that help us learn what well-being is not. Sometimes we have to learn what is not healthy for us so then we can then get to where we can understand and get a feel for what well-being is and what we truly want in our lives. It's the same with love, right? I don't know if you're similar to me, but I had to learn all of the comprehensive view of what love is not, so I could finally determine what love is. It was not what I thought it was, and it's not the same with well-being. Okay, so what's going on in workplaces right now that's leading to this the great resignation related to burnout? And on social media, especially LinkedIn, I work with many leaders in the corporate setting who are really, whether they're directors of well-being, chief well-being officers, well-being strategists, they might have a different title, they might be different in your organization. But there are now resources nationwide within organizations that are really working to put resources in place to help their employees get to a state of well-being, because a state of well-being leads to a happy workplace, everyone's successful, and we all get our needs met. And that includes, you know, shelter, income, benefits, and a career that we love and that we're actually engaged in. All right, so some of the challenges, let's talk a little bit about how we got here and why burnout is, why having a burnout strategist in an organization or in your place of employment can be so vital and is such a necessary resource. So if we take a step back, let's just understand for a moment how we even got to the term burnout. So the term burnout was first coined by Dr. Freudenberger, who was a Jewish-born psychologist. He's passed away in 1999, but he lived through Nazi Germany. He lived through the Holocaust. So he lived through burnout. So he is one of the earliest leaders in the field of psychology that actually coined the term burnout. And this was followed later by many, many researchers. There are many PhDs in psychology, PhDs in organizational behavior, industrial organization, sociology, behaviors in the workplace. There is, if you go on to a scholarly research search engine, you will find just numerous, hundreds and hundreds probably, of PhD peer-reviewed journal articles written on burnout. Okay. And what they're all grappling with is how to define it and then how to offer a solution that can help you, the employee, or at the leadership level, help the director of well-being or burnout strategist get some resources in place to help people with their burnout. So why is it such an epic phenomenon going on now? Well, all of us have lived the last, 18, 20 months with the big changes that have been underfoot that we are all aware of that have taken place since early, January through March 2020, and the changes that this has led to in the workplace. And I have a really good article, and I'll post the link to this article for you. I've got a couple from the Harvard Business Review and another from Time Magazine talking about burnout and the Great Resignation and even how it's impacting the legal field and attorneys and the like. This is very pervasive. Everyone is experiencing burnout and many people are giving the Great Resignation. All right. So let's talk about how things have changed and where some of this burnout is coming from. And then we're going to lead it into relationships and behaviors in the workplace related to narcissism. But let's start with one thing. In this first section, and we'll be talking about this throughout the show today with Dr. Jansen when we get her on. The first thing that as a person who's experienced it and as a professional, as a licensed clinician, board certified holistic nurse and energy psychology practitioner, the number one thing I would like to really draw your attention to is that well-being at work begins with well-being at home. And I'm going to say it again, and please call into the show and talk with us about this if you like, or post on social media. But I'm going to say it again just to drive home an important point. Well-being in the workplace begins with well-being at home. It's a truth. Now, from another perspective, the WHO, the World Health Organization, and I'll post the link to this as well, September, I think it was 23rd of 2019. I'll get the quotation and the link for you. Here, we'll post it here after the show here in a few minutes. But the WHO, back in 2019, has included burnout, an ICD-11 code, Z73.0, for burnout, which means it has a diagnosis code. But here's also what they came back and then stated, that they say, the WHO states that burnout is an occupational phenomenon and not a medical condition. Okay, so my question to you is, where does this leave you? And that is where we're going to lead into, and that's what this show is about. This is what Burn Bright Today is all about, is bringing various holistic resources to make them available to you so that you have the tools and the resources you need to uncover the underlying causes of your burnout. And let's get to some real solutions to a real problem. So we're going to take a break here in a moment, but we're going to start with Dr. Jansen's coming on our show in just a couple of moments. She is a leader in the field of narcissism. She has lived it just like you and I, and she's got some answers, folks. Very excited to bring Dr. Jansen on here in a few moments, because what is she going to do? She is going to teach you how to spot a narcissist. Step one, got to know who they are, what you're dealing with. See you here in just a few moments.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Minku, ADHD coach. People with ADHD can be vastly different from each other, but one thing most ADHD adults have in common is a poor time sense, an unrealistic idea of how long things take to do. With a really poor time sense, what you probably expect to get done in a day, only Superman could accomplish. Yet, after barely getting through a fraction of your to-dos, you end each day feeling inadequate and ashamed that you didn't finish it all. The problem lies in your magical thinking about time. To get real, compare how long you think something will take you to do with the reality. For at least 7 tasks, write down how many times longer each one really took than what you had guessed. Then use that information to plan. Learn more about time sense and other strategies in my podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, Customized Solutions for Your Unique Brain.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Welcome back, Burn Brighters. So excited you're here today. It's Jennifer J with Burn Bright today and the wonderful, just warm and helpful Dr. Mariette Jensen all the way from the Netherlands. Thank you, Dr. Jensen. So glad you're here.
Good to see you, Jennifer, and good to hear you.
I know. Sometimes we have technical difficulties. We just take a deep breath, take a moment. And I don't know, but you are in a beautiful new background with lots of light coming in behind you. So everything is as it should be. So I am excited to have you on for part two of part four. And I would like to just begin with what we were talking about in the first segment is the phenomenon underfoot related to burnout and the Great Resignation movement that's taking place in the United States, published by Time Magazine last week. And interestingly enough, also Jennifer Moss in 2019 in her Harvard Business Review article, she wrote that employee retention is the responsibility of employers and that organizations, the onus is upon organizations to create their own burnout strategy. So my question is, to organizational leaders, like directors of well-being, directors, chief well-being officers, you know, what help do you need in helping create a burnout strategy? And most importantly, individual, if you're a person like me or like you or any other person seeking employment or a mother, how do you have your own burnout strategy? And let's talk about that, because I believe that well-being in the workplace starts with well-being at home. And I think each of us, the onus and the responsibility is on each of us to have our own well-being strategy, our own burnout strategy. So let's talk about relationships, because this is your area of expertise. You are a leader in the field of narcissism. You have lived it personally and professionally. You have many advanced degrees, and you are a practicing comprehensive energy psychologist. So excited. I want to turn it over to you. So let me just ask a question. Can you just bring some of the listeners up to date with your experience of narcissism, how it started in the home and how you learned to recognize it? How about we just start there?
Okay. It's a bit referring to what we spoke to about last time. And it's like, I grew up as a narcissistic mother and, you know, got all the traits presented to me in multiple ways and on a regular basis. It took me decades to discover what actually was going on, because that is where the abuse, the emotional abuse, is so subtle and is so really almost hidden. Yeah, it's really not easy to sort of spark it. Combine that with the campaign that narcissists have towards their victims, where the victims take the blame, think they do it all wrong. So they look at themselves as the one who is causing all the trouble instead of recognizing it in the narcissist. Once you grow up with that, then, you know, it's very often, and you had that same experience, Jennifer, romantic relationships are also with similar type of people. And then, you know, later in life, in my career, in the corporate world, I've seen lots of examples of that. But to be fair, only in the last few decades is it clearer and clearer and clearer for me to really recognize narcissists in all sorts of areas. And I think I'm really on a mission to provide people with information to prevent narcissistic abuse, because it will not take place if you have enough knowledge to recognize it and know how you can protect yourself from that type of abuse.
Oh, thank you so much. This is such an important mission. And I think if we were to poll all of the listeners, I would bet 9 out of 10 people can relate to what we're talking about today. You know, perhaps like you and I did, our stories are similar in that we grew up in very strict, structured environments. It had to be home on time. Everything had to be done a certain way. And in part one, we talked about like specific examples of that. That was normal, right? It's considered normal. If you were raised in that type of an environment, how would you know any difference? So how would you even know, first of all, that you're dealing with an unhealthy, imbalanced, codependent relationship, much less know that it has gone further to the point of narcissism, or even to the later extent, narcissistic personality disorder, or even later to psychopathy, because this is a continuum, right? So I'm really glad. Thank you so much for this mission. And I'm really hoping that this show, part two of this show today, is going to help people really start getting a feel for how to spot a narcissist. And since well-being in the workplace starts with well-being at home, why don't we just start there? Let's just take, what are some of your first steps to be able to identify narcissism? Let's just start at home. How would you see it at home?
Maybe we could go through 5 distinctive behavioral patterns of a narcissist. Yeah, and it's each of them can be portrayed by someone who is not necessarily narcissistic, but it is a red flag, and it would be a person who in potency can bully you. So, you know, we don't have to label everyone straight away, but right, recognizing what is going on. So for a narcissist, it's all about me, me, me. But that me, me, me is the false self. Yeah, so they are hiding behind a mask. They are either the grandiose, look at me, I'm the best, boo, 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 like a monkey almost, yeah, like monkeys do, or they are covered, they are hiding it. Now, the grandiose narcissist will present himself, him or herself, easily more as a bully and really in your face. The covert one is the victim, who is like, oh, poor me. Oh, can you do this for me and that? And sort of, you know, wriggle themselves in a certain way to get what they want. Now, so that's one thing. They present themselves either as that grandiose or that covert victim-y. And they are entitled to anything and everything. So both of them have people running around. One, because they're, oh, poor me, you have to do this for me. And the other one is like, hey, you have to do this for me. But you can see that happening, and you can feel yourself doing that as well. you might think like, how the hell did I get into this? But look, I'm running errands for this person. And you will never get a thank you for that, or never be an appreciation.
Was and expected, that's part
of the entitlement, isn't
part
it?
Part of that entitlement. They actually truly believe that they're entitled to receiving this disproportionate exchange of whatever the relationship is, money, sex, whatever, security, home, some type of provision. And it becomes this overinflated sense of entitlement, right?
Then the third one is they manipulate, they lie, they twist. Yeah. Because in order to have everyone running around, they need to make sure that it's a puppet on a string, isn't it?
Right.
And they create their own truth. And their truth is always serving their needs and never anybody else. Yeah, so you can have a discussion with a narcissist at work. It's infuriating.
Yes.
Yeah, when people know where it went wrong and where a narcissist will always twist it in a way that it's never down to them. They point a finger, they right. say, this is where it went wrong. This never happens. That's a good one. This never happens. They have narcissistic, there was another word, but it's amnesia. Yeah?
Oh, yes.
It's like everything that doesn't serve them, they forget.
Yes.
Everything
yes.
that does serve them, they remember, even if it's 20 years ago.
Absolutely. And if I may just piggyback on that for a moment, because I've experienced this personally and professionally, and I've seen this with clients, the same pattern that you just described. I think this is really worth getting into for a moment, because that's exactly what they do. I called it convenient amnesia, where they would, like you're saying, they're on this big journey. They're on this mission of entitlement. They're like a toddler. What's yours is mine. What's mine is mine. What's ours is mine. And, you know, everything belongs to me. So they're trying to get whatever it is that they feel entitled to. And any time that you stand up to or bring attention to something that they have, you know, that is unfair or unjust or whatever on their behalf, they have complete amnesia of the entire event as if it never occurred. I've seen this with my clients and the narcissistic relationships that they were breaking away from, things that they were accused of, theft or what have you, when actually the person exhibiting signs and symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder were actually doing that. They were stealing money, hiding money. They would move things around the house or hide things or throw important pieces away. I think in your book, you talk about like passports could come up missing, things like that, right?
Yeah. And this is a form of gaslighting. Yeah. Gaslighting is where you act in a way that the victim of your actions start to doubt their own reality. They think, did I not lock the back door? Did I not put my passport
right.
there? Did I do this? And then think like, I am going mad. You will
yes.
have your clients who say, I thought I was going mad because I was so certain I did
yes.
this, that, and the other. And that is what your narcissist will totally, totally get under it. Yeah.
Oh.
Just to get to you. Because if they get to you, if you are down, they are up.
Yeah? Correct.
And whatever way they go to the top dog position, but that's their preferred way.
Yep,
and
yep.
it's infuriating, and it is driving people mad.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to take a short break. And I think that, Dr. Jantz, is what we're going to talk about when we come back, because there was a really terrific movie that you can get on Amazon Prime. We're going to talk about it because I think understanding gaslighting is key. And when it takes place at home, it is draining and exhausting. And when it takes place in the workplace, it is exponentially draining and exhausting. So before we take a break, I just want to ask you, can you provide your website for the listeners? Where can people find you? And I know you have some free ebooks on Amazon. Could you just list off?
No, I don't have free ebooks on Amazon.
These books are on Amazon. Gotcha.
These are on Amazon. But I hope there is a link under this.
We have the link and we're posting it.
Yeah, and in the link, and it's like all these goobly goobies. Yeah, but if you click that link, then you will receive my ebook on narcissism. This is, and that's about how to recognize and how to deal. Sort of, you know, it's this is the real McCoy, but that ebook will give you a good inclination.
And I agree because I have copies of everything on this end. So when we take a break, so first of all, folks, click on that link and get your free ebook. And we'll be back in just a few. We're going to talk a little bit more about gaslighting and really help you get a feel for what this is and what to look out for. And then we're going to go into how to handle this, like, you know, how to spot this, how to spot a narcissist. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Do you find yourself being busy, busy, yet you just don't feel all that productive or fulfilled at the end of the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Stop reacting to life and be more peaceful and on purpose instead. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Welcome back. We're here today with Dr. Mariette Jensen from the Netherlands, a leader in narcissism and the rule book of narcissism. And she has lots of professional and personal experience of how to spot a narcissist, and even better yet, true solutions to help you deal with these narcissistic relationships, whether they're at home or they're at work. So Dr. Jensen, before the break, we were talking about gaslighting, but before we go into gaslighting, I would like, if you would, could you touch on the two elements? I feel like there are two elements in your work that are just really crucial.
Talking about the categories of the narcissist, isn't it? And we talk about that realization for any victim is that a narcissist doesn't care about you or any other. There's this situation, say there is a tsunami somewhere and you're looking at it, you're watching it on television and you're saying, oh, this is terrible, oh, poor people, whatever it is. A narcissist would say, what are you talking about? You don't even know these people, you know?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
And then, so there is no, so they don't care. There's no empathy. And also there's no emotional awareness. So when you are upset about something, and when you talk, and when you want to reach out and connect and explain, you come from an emotional place. They can't open themselves up to that. They've got no idea. And they sort of blank all that. That makes them dangerous, though, because that means that they are sort of, they don't even realize what they are doing to people because they don't experience that themselves.
Right.
Yeah, so they don't know that type of upset. They only know the upset when it's about them and when they think, oh, I'm in danger of, you know, my mask might be falling off. But that's about, that's what it's about for them, but no other emotions. So when they are gaslighting and when they are abusing people, they seriously don't care. And that's why it's so easy for them to do. And that makes them so dangerous, because regular people will have a little sort of red flag in their mind. Oh, this is my conscience. It's not good what I'm doing here. They don't have that. They have no idea.
Oh, absolutely. And I think this is a part of having had this taken personal experience and then had, you know, many, many, many clients dealing with this. I think from the perspective of healing, once you're into any type of holistic healing for a narcissistic relationship, whether you have to, you know, end the relationship, it might be a personal or an intimate relationship that actually has to end, or perhaps, you know, you're in the workplace where you may not be able to end the relationship. You might have to continue to work with these folks all around you. I think one of the hardest, the biggest challenges that I've seen, and feel free to please speak from your practice as well, is that it is very difficult for a person to understand that has high empathy to even understand that another human being doesn't have it. That there, you can't, the usual approaches to approaching a relationship that's out of balance and conflict management don't work. Where you could appeal to somebody's rationally, and you could appeal to their sense of empathy of why you would come to the table and have this conversation for conflict management, right? It doesn't work because they don't have the ability.
Work. They have another agenda as well. Yeah, you know, and they are always right. They cannot manage not be right because that makes them feel very vulnerable. So if you have a discussion about a situation, usually you try to explain and then someone is open and then you have it, then it might end up as well, I still don't totally understand, but I do know that you want me to change something because you're not happy with what I'm doing or my behavior. Yeah, and then normal people say, oh, okay, well, I'll make a few changes. And a narcissist will say, they will deny it. That's ridiculous. It's totally not true. They will ridicule you and say, how the hell can you not deal with that? It's sort of, you know, you're hysterical. You just make it up, or you want to push me in the corner. You want to make me the bad guy here, but you're the bad guy. Is they're very good at mirroring as well, sort of. Okay. So what you start to present as the issue that they, the things that they do to you, they then turn it around. It's just clever. Very, what shall we say? It's very intellectual, and not every narcissist is very clever, but when it comes to that survival mechanism for them, they are incredible.
Yes, you're right. It is a survival mechanism for them. Whether it's healthy or unhealthy, it actually is. And some of this, we're actually talking about cognitive neurotherapy is what we're actually talking about. There, I have a study, I can quote it later. It actually has to do with psychopathy, where the brain structures were actually measured by functional MRI and by actual traditional Western medicine or traditional medicine, medical devices, where their actual brain function differs. That their brains are not shaped and they do not function under functional MRI the same as that a healthy person with full empathy does. So these can be very tricky relationships, very, very tricky to deal with at home, very tricky to deal with in an intimate relationship, and extremely difficult to manage, you know, a tricky workplace relationship, because you're all trying to have to work together and employees are trying to sort this out. And how does HR and your well-being, your director of well-being or chief well-being officer even approach this when you've got, you know, apples and oranges, right?
Well, but narcissists are quite sort of solitary operating in their campaigning. But what they do, they collect people around them, and they've been talking about it. And look what I've got here to show you. I hang them on my glasses.
Monkeys. You're monkeys.
And they're called flying monkeys. And what narcissists do, so on one side, they push people down. You know, they want to crumble them, they're victims. And then they get other people in their space. And their entitledness means that they will bully these people into behaving in the way that they want. But it's like they have an army of flying monkeys around them who will work on their behalf, who will have ears on their behalf, who will talk on their behalf, who will divide the people around that might be a threat. So it's like the way they manipulate anything and everything around them to keep themselves in that privileged position of the big monkey. They have their flying monkeys around as well. And if you're in the workplace, it's really, really important to recognize that, because who is working for the person with the NPD and who is not? Because if you start to open up to the wrong person, it goes straight to the source, and it will only be detrimental for your success in work, in business.
Oh, you're absolutely right. So we're going to take our last break before we come back. And thank you very much, Dr. Jansen. So thrilled to have you on the show. We've got your website up. Everyone, I'm inviting the listeners, if you'd like some help with narcissism, if you'd like a free consultation, Dr. Jansen offers a free consultation, but please click on this link and get your free ebook, quite helpful, and head on over to amazon.com. I will tell you, this rule book of a narcissist self-help guide is invaluable. So we'll be back on a break here in just a few moments.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why Is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound wisdom. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
All right. So well-being in the workplace starts with well-being at home, and that begins with our relationships. So what do we do if we're dealing with someone who drains the life force right out of us and might be a narcissist? So Dr. Jansen, how to spot a narcissist? Can you talk a little bit more, please, about your flying monkeys, how this little phenomenon works and how it kind of plays out in the family and in the workplace?
The flying monkeys are feeling absolutely honored to do some work for the narcissist. So they're really fluffed up and they look up to the narcissist as well, like, oh my goodness, because again, you know, that's the big monkey, isn't it? The gorilla monkey. But what they also do is really interesting, is they choose a partner they can easily control. And they've got all sort of checklists along the way to sort of make sure that they get the right partner. So they
like a formula they're following.
Yeah. So sort of, can I get away with this, or do I get a bollocking? Can I get away with this? You know, will they forgive me for this? Will they? Are they okay? Can they step over?
Will they excuse it? Will they overlook it? Will they make excuses for me? Gotcha.
Yeah. And the moment you tick the boxes, the love bombing starts again. It's sort of like, you know, what they do with the flying monkeys as well is like being really nice to them. Not the love bombing as such they do in a romantic relationship, but the love bombing comes in and you think, wow, this is the one. This is incredible. Too good to be true. And that's exactly what it is. And that's the beginning of the cycle, because with the love bombing, saying like, oh, this is so nice. And then the abuse starts to come in. You know, the sort of the little nudges and things like, is that right? Is that right? Is that right? And then it's built up of tension, and the victim can feel it's going into something that's not pleasant. There's a big event, an explosive event. It's sort of like, whoa. And then they come into a calmer state, and then the love bombing starts again. And this keeps the relationship going. And the game is being played by the narcissist, and their partner just has to follow. Yeah. Until they are almost like embrace, or almost a blueprint. In my family, my father became as narcissistic as my mother just through this whole process. So he totally lost his sense of identity. Really important within the family is another phenomenon. Is that phenomenon? That's because I'm Dutch, you know, not everything is perfect, what I'm saying. But what they do with the children, they do not want their children to get on with each other, because that means power. Yeah, when people start to sort of build something together, they are more powerful. So it's in the interest of the narcissist to divide between their children. And they usually choose a golden child. So whatever their child is doing, but it's always perfect. It gets blatantly more than the others, more money, more cars, more attention, more whatever. Then there is the scapegoat, the one who's doing it always wrong. And then it's like, you know, running and running to try to get a little bit some positive feedback back from the parents, and, you know, get a little bit of confirmation. And there's the invisible one, the one who's just totally ignored. So they are all three having a different role, but they will never be able to connect together. The scapegoat can't talk to the invisible one, because the invisible one is in a safer place than the scapegoat. Yeah, okay. Because doesn't even get the abuse, apart from the total neglect, but at least is not on the fire line. Where the scapegoat is on the fire line all the time. The golden child is sort of doesn't want to give up his or her position, because that's where you want to be. That's the easiest way to live with a narcissist. Of course, you can imagine later in life that is going to really clash back, because the scapegoats, usually, if they start to do the work, they come out the other end and are much happier and better people than the golden child. But that's how they operate. So it's all manipulation, anything and everywhere. And it's never about real feelings, because they don't feel. They don't feel that love. They can't, they have no idea how that feels and how that looks.
Right. So why wouldn't this, if this took place in your family environment, why wouldn't it be recreated at work? And we're dealing with all people from all forms of life who have been dealing with this, and we may not have even known it. This is only coming up into the ether, so to speak, in the last number of years. You know, the movie Gaslight, it's very inexpensive. It's from, I think, 1940s, if I'm not mistaken. It should be mandatory viewing for every PhD in psychology. It just does a fantastic job of outlining what this looks like. The empowerment, the disempowerment, the sense of entitlement, and the ultimate manipulation to the point where the person who is under fire, it just drains them of everything. You can literally become physically ill, not just mentally ill for this, right?
What is so good in that movie, it's quite slow, but you can feel that tension building. You know, you're just watching, it's black and white, and it's like, well, that's what I had, you know. It's sort of, it's so brilliantly done.
Yeah, brilliantly, brilliantly acted and orchestrated. And if you love older movies, it's fantastic. So I highly recommend take a search out and watch Gaslight. It might be a really good lesson to kind of learn what some of this looks like. So I would like to, you've got from victim to victor there. What do you have that you'd like to show?
What the core of this book is our 50 traits. So, you know, we mentioned five categories. It's all about me, the full self. I'm entitled, I manipulate, I lie, I don't care about others. I've got no empathy or emotional, or emotional awareness, and I'm always right. Well, there are 45 more that are mentioned in this book. And for people who think that there is a narcissist in their life, it's a real help because they're saying like, yes, tick, yes, tick, yes, tick, yes, tick. And it really gives you an insight what your narcissist is doing to you. Because you just recognize the abuse and you enable the abuse. And you enable it because you don't even know what's going on. So having knowledge then helps you to put that stop sign up and say, okay, now I can see what is happening. Now I can decide that I don't want to have that to happen.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you. And I love the checklist, to tell you the truth. So available on Amazon.com, folks, from Victim to Victor, Narcissism Survival Guide. And we have a couple of moments left before we finish. Dr. Jansen, if somebody would like to work with you, is your practice currently open to new clients? And if so, how could somebody reach out to you?
Best way is, I would say, go for that free coaching call. You know, if you think it would be nice to get some coaching, we can talk about it. We can say, okay, what do you need? How do I work? How can I sort of get you on board? We then sort of, and we take it from there. And my coaching practice is just where I work with my clients for one session at a time. I don't offer packages saying, oh, you need 6 or 12 or whatever it is. You work in your own pace. And the first session is always a starting point, you know, an inventory, sort of what is all going on. And then, of course, there's getting the knowledge. And it's part of the narcissism recovery coaching is also offering a lot of knowledge because you need to know what you are recovering from, you know, in order to prevent you falling for the same thing again. And that's a really big thing because I see my clients sort of understanding it all and being really switched on, and then they fall back a bit. And I'm saying, yeah, but you know, you cannot believe your narcissist. They lie. And it's like, that's true. Oh. But they said this. And sort of, so, you know, your normal approach to people comes up then saying, yes, 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 this is all great, this is all good. I believe you, but it's like, oh no, I can't, no. So, and that's a real process.
Yeah, absolutely. And this whole thing is a process. So today is part 2 of part 4. So thank you, Dr. Jansen. Thank you so very much. So excited to have you next week, same bat time, same bat station, for part 3 of From Victim to Victor, A Narcissist Survival Guide. So thank you, everyone, for joining. Get your free ebook. Give Dr. Jansen a call, and let's see you next week. Thanks for listening to Burn Bright Today with me, Jennifer J. Marcinelli. so you can burn brighter tomorrow. Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do, but a holistic healing revolution and a life you love is within your grasp. Catch me next Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about me and to schedule a quantum healing session, visit burnbrighttoday.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.